This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, check this out. You already know this Trillville.
Yes, sir. You know you listening to Andy and Randy on a Trillville Thursday on what?
92.9.
The game. Let's go.
Whoop. Oh, yeah.
Oh, God. It is that time of year. But it's the only time we're going to hear this, right? Okay.
Or every Thursday at noon. I like it, personally. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Midday show with Andy and Randy.
It should be like a part of the national anthem.
Yeah, maybe include it.
Yeah.
Throw it in there at the end. We haven't spruced it up in a while. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Remix.
We make remixes
to all kinds of stuff.
I'm all for it, dog.
The remix to the Star Spangled Banner.
I'm all for it. I'm all for it, dog.
Okay. Me too.
Shout out to my boy, Samson. He's turning 12 today. Super excited, dog. He looked like he got taller when he came downstairs this morning to give me a hug.
I don't see him. You know, I see him a few times a year. I see a lot of pictures, but.
Yeah, man.
He's getting big.
Yeah, he's getting big, man. He is. And so he's very, very excited about turning 12, man. And he's like, he wants to go to Cheesecake Factory. So we're at Cheesecake Factory for dinner. He gets his cell phone.
Cool.
We finally got him a cell phone and everything. And it's so funny because, like, mama went and picked it up and everything. And so mama, like, already got it, like, I'm like, you might be, the way your mama got this thing, all these restrictions on it, you might not like, want a damn phone. You know what I mean? But yeah, he's super duper excited. And he came, like, because I had to leave early because I had to get a haircut. And I was like, hey, dad, my phone here? Well, I said, I don't know what you're talking about, dog. He's like, y'all gonna get rid of the phone, dad? I was like, I don't know what your mama got you.
Yeah, it's a surprise.
I didn't say that.
That's
a birthday
present.
I was like, I don't know what you got. I mean, you ain't happy? We got you the balloons.
Yeah,
what about your balloons in there?
They're
nice.
We're going to go to Cheesecake Factory.
Yeah, we're going to go to Cheesecake Factory tonight. That's your
birthday. We'll sing to you.
That's your birthday gift. So he's like, Dad, you serious? it's like, yeah, dog. Yeah, dad, I didn't get you no phone, man. So I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, you're
man.
Asking the wrong
dog. You're asking the wrong dog. Go ask your mama, man. So he's going to be ultra excited, man. He is amped and everything. But 12 years old, man, it's just like my brother Tobias texted, damn, you getting older. I'm a year older than you. You know what I mean? Yeah, I'm getting old. Okay, 12. I mean, I am old. Got three kids. I got three kids in college.
Yeah,
about to be three kids in college. I got my oldest boy. He turns 21 next week.
What makes you feel older or younger, having kids in college or having a kid that's in preschool?
Having a kid in preschool.
That makes you feel young, right?
Yeah.
Can't be too old.
Yeah, man.
How can I be old? I got a kid in preschool.
Yeah, he's in preschool, man. But
yeah, you're old.
I mean, he's not in preschool yet. But no,
but
I mean,
preschool age. You know what I mean?
But then saying like. Like, Bo's baby's in college, second baby in college. So I got three kids. I had two in college, one about to go to college. And I just think, like, damn, I don't feel old. I know I'm old if you count the number. I'm one of them 40s.
Yeah, so then you're not.
But then I'm like, damn, I got three babies in college.
It's up to you.
Three babies in college and one that when he sits on the pot, he makes pee noises and don't pee.
Three babies in college and one that isn't potty trained.
Yeah, one about to be 21. Yeah, can buy me some liquor. And the other one makes pee pee noises on the potty.
He's working on it. He's getting it. God, that's funny. Yeah, but here's the thing. You just nailed it.
Yeah.
You're as old as you feel.
Yeah, I agree.
How do you feel?
I feel good, man.
I told you,
man, I'm gonna need new vitamins, dog. I know. I'm feeling spry.
You got the new, like, good for your feet shoes you wear sometimes.
Man. I know, but I'm you know how you gotta swing.
Not like, you know, not old guy good for your feet shoes, like running shoes.
Yeah, but it's starting to start winging myself off of them.
Why? You just got them.
I know, but it's starting because it's getting warm. Oh. I gotta have these toes out, man. Gotta have these soles breathe, man.
I bet you could get some good, like, supportive sandals. Like, Hoka makes a good slide.
If I ever, and there's nothing wrong with those shoes. Can you see Randy in Hokas?
Yeah.
Andy.
Yeah, close my eyes right now. Okay. In my mind's eye, there he is, 6'4", you know, got his Brave shirt on and some nice tie-dye Hokas. You know, for arch support.
Yeah, I understand all that, but no, I ain't gonna know.
I got some.
I know you do. You look good in But they're just a certain type of guy, blue. They don't wear them.
What type of guy is that?
Like, Bo don't have none. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know.
So then what type of guy are you guys?
Guys that don't wear Hokas.
Or smaller shoes.
What type of guy am I?
Do you like cushiony shoes?
Yeah, I do like cushiony shoes. Yeah. It does give me an extra. Like,
I put
on a Hoka. I'm damn near 6 feet tall. Damn
you
near.
Feel that though?
I do. All right, let's get to an NFL no huddle. Brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Falcons news. They've restructured a couple of contracts. Kind of knew they were going to do this.
Yeah, I thought they did it already.
Thought they did it already? Yeah, then when we saw the news this morning, it was like, oh yeah, I guess they hadn't. But anyway, A.J. Terrell and Chris Lindstrom have both restructured their contracts. That saves the team a combined $20 million, frees up $12 million in cap space, and now allows them to
sign their draft picks. Yeah, I don't think it's nothing.
Sign their draft picks.
I mean, unless you want to get like one of these guys that'll be a depth piece. Yeah, this is mainly for your draft picks and everything like that. You might have some money left over. You never know how.
Yeah, you don't have a lot of draft picks.
You know, but that's what I'm saying. You don't know how this summer's going to go.
Yeah.
As far as maybe you got to add a guy here, add a guy there. But no,
that's what it feels like.
I don't think, like, to me, this does not feel like they're going in the business for somebody.
I don't think so. I mean, at a certain point in the offseason, you just kind of have to free up a little bit of money, not only to sign your draft picks, but also just in case something happens in training camp.
Yeah.
You know, like last year at the end of the, you know, we were in Flowery Branch when we got the news about
Matthew Judon.
And then I think it was the next day or later that week that it was Tyler Simmons. So, so that's kind of what it is.
Yeah,
it's a little insurance money for the summer.
Nothing big.
I know. Wouldn't it be cool if it was more like Trey Hendrickson.
If you could find a way to
soon to be Atlanta Falcon.
Yeah, man. If you could find a way to get it done.
I would love that.
Yeah, but I don't think Cincinnati's doing it.
You don't think so?
I don't think so. To me, it seems like Cincinnati, they're trying to work on some deal to get it structured where, I mean, they're not going to have money they got to hit on all the draft picks.
They're going to have.
And they got to draft every player on defense.
They're going to have only rookies and those four guys.
Yes.
That's crazy.
Yes.
I don't know. Maybe he forces it. I know he's trying to force it.
Yeah.
Anyway, Raheem Morris and Terry Fontenot both going to be at the Ohio State Pro Day today. That makes sense. They got a lot of guys that are going to go into the NFL.
And I'm sure there's somebody I'm not even thinking about. I was like, who the hell would they be up there going to see?
JT Tuimoloau.
And he's a pass rusher.
He's
a pass rusher.
Probably a second round Penn State,
like six sacks in the Penn State game or something like that.
He's one of those guys that, like, if you watch the right games, you'd be like, well, that guy's going in the top 10.
Yes.
But then if you watched all the games, you'd be like, is he hurt a lot and doesn't play?
Yes.
Probably the most inconsistent, like, really good player in the country.
So he'd be a second-round pick for the Falcons.
Yeah. And then hopefully they can find a way to make him consistent. Yeah. What's that linebacker? The guy that had the strip sack, whatever, in the playoff game?
I know you're talking
Jack
about.
Sawyer.
Oh, no, Jack Sawyer.
Like I don't think
I think people look at Jack Sawyer fourth or fifth guy.
Okay, yeah
third they don't like, he doesn't have NFL twitch.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right.
Whatever the hell that means.
There you go. That sounds like something you heard somebody say.
Yeah, he doesn't
That's
have
good.
NFL twitch.
All right. Here's the general manager of the Vikings, whose
at
name is Kwesi Adofo-Mensah. I can say it.
Yeah.
Talking about their quarterback situation.
at every checkpoint, whether it been the draft process or practice until the injury or really the offseason now, he's met the bar. He's exceeded our expectations at every point. And so I don't have the ability to tell you what the future is, but I can tell you what I expect to be the outcome.
Why are y'all doing this?
You could tell us he's the starter and stop all this crap.
I don't understand why they're doing this.
I don't either.
You know, and are they holding this door open for, like, are they – there it is right here. Because they said that he's healthy. Because remember, everybody was like, he tore the meniscus. Well, he's healthy. He's ready to roll.
Right.
So are they looking at it from the standpoint, we're going to see how the spring goes?
Maybe. I don't know. Or maybe they want to keep the door open for a veteran quarterback in
they're
case.
They're going to sign a veteran quarterback.
Right.
But are they looking at Aaron as that veteran? Because Aaron is going to be the starter if you bring him in.
Right. He's going to start.
And the biggest thing with me is Pittsburgh, what are y'all waiting on? I mean, I think Pittsburgh is waiting on Aaron.
Right.
But if he goes somewhere else, Pittsburgh's asked out, and I don't care what nobody say. They are not looking forward to going into the season with Mason Rudolph as a starting quarterback.
No, you'd have
Give me a break.
You'd have your end to the Mike Tomlin's never been under 500.
Give me a break.
That dude's not winning 9 games.
Because they had him in a building before, Andy, so they're comfortable.
Well, I'm glad they know him, and that's great, but they also saw him play. It didn't go good.
Thank you.
Speaking of guys who it hasn't gone well when they've played recently, he's got a new slogan. Here he is, Mr. Unlimited in New York.
What's up, guys? Russell Wilson here, quarterback of New York Giants. Man, I'm so excited to be here. Make sure we make this happen. Let's do whatever it takes. Go Big Blue.
There it is.
Well, I saw the picture yesterday. Him and CR, they went in to sign the contract and everything. Looked fun, looked good. He was at the Madison Square Garden, threw the ball up in the crowd and everything. He's living life now. He's living now.
Are they really doing, like, I didn't know that he was that level still.
Yeah, they were caught signed at Madison Square last night.
Because, like, not everybody that signs
they gets the Clippers.
To, you know what I mean?
Yeah, he autographed it, threw it in the stands.
Okay.
Yeah, man.
Did he do that on his own?
No, they tossed the ball.
Oh, they had him there.
Yeah, they had a ball. He signed it. So it must have been something. So he signed it. Him and CR had them glasses on the whole day. Yeah, he had the shades on and everything. Right. Looking nice.
She was.
Looking real nice.
She usually does.
Yes, she does. And so, yeah, Russ said he is he said he's the starter.
Yep. Said he expects to be.
He expects to be the starter. Yeah. So is that is that what they told you? Or is this just the anticipation that you're going
to
be the starter?
He just expects to be.
Okay.
He expects to
be. Yeah, but they said he called all the receivers and talked to them. And what's my boy out of Tennessee, Hyatt?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He said that he has a lot of untapped potential.
Okay.
So Russ is going to tap
He's going to tap it.
Russ is going to tap it.
Tap Jalen Hyatt's potential.
There you go.
CeeDee Lamb is no longer allowed to do his nose wipe celebration.
Yes.
Nor is anyone else, because other people do it too.
Yeah, but when they first started doing it, because –
We talked about it on the show.
Yeah,
because I didn't know what it was.
And we were like, was wiping your nose or something? I don't know. But then
people explained it to us.
Yeah, they told me what it was about because my son, Isaiah, did it. And I was like, what you doing?
Yeah, what is that?
What is that, dog?
You needed some clarity?
I need some more clarity from him about what it was. And so I was like, oh, okay.
Was it an actual nose wipe? Did that get?
The first down.
Yeah, like CeeDee Lamb does it. Yeah, they don't want you to do it.
Yeah, apparently, from the thing that I read, it's a gang thing.
It's a gang thing.
Didn't know.
As the NFL, you know, they
according to the NFL.
According to the NFL, after they did their research 4 years later.
4 years later.
4 years later.
Dudes are doing that in the NCAA tournament 4 years ago.
Yeah, so yeah, now they did their research. We know the NFL, they move at their own pace.
You know, they're always on top
of it. Yeah, they move their own pace, and so, yeah, there we go.
Okay.
Get the hell out of here.
All right, we're going to come back and talk some more Braves on opening day. Individual season expectations. What does success look like for player X? Maybe a hot take or two, just sort of like a prediction. Try to come up with something that maybe not everybody else is predicting. We'll do all that next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Swing for the fences. With the Fence Authority, they've been providing the Delaware Valley with fences for almost 3 decades. With 4 stores throughout the region and one of the largest inventories of wood, vinyl, and aluminum fencing, the Fence Authority makes your next fence as easy as 1, 2, 3. Do it yourself or get it installed with the best workmanship warranties in the country. So swing for the fences at the Fence Authority. Your new fence is waiting at fenceauthority.com.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Braves take on the Padres this afternoon at 4:10. Chris Sale on the mound for one of 162. It always, you know, sort of one of the first signs of summer when baseball gets underway. This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to MarkSpain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Get to the back page with Bo coming up in 20 minutes.
Something that you were talking about, because we have it on the Baseball Network, and, you know, they have the graphics of the playoffs and all those different things. And we know, because we're more comfortable with the NL, with the National League, because we're the Braves. We're talking about the AL. And it's like, I think, you know, the NL is more, you know, more teams, better teams.
Definitely.
American League. We're like, who's going to come out of the American League? Mm-hmm. And then, like, both of us by surprise, was like, Boston.
Yeah.
Like, Boston did do some good stuff this offseason.
Yeah, they upgraded their pitching staff.
Upgraded pitching staff.
Crochet,
like that.
Right? They went out and got that guy, Crochet.
Then you look at the usual suspect, you know, Houston.
Yep.
Well, the Yankees, I mean, they're still going to be in it. I mean, they still got Judge. They're just banged up.
Yeah.
Carlos Stanton, we understand what happened to their starting pitcher. Max Fried is there.
Yeah.
And then we were like, well, what about Baltimore and Toronto and all these other teams?
It feels like City. Maybe one of those years.
How good is Kansas City? Now, we know they got the best player in AL.
Yeah.
How good are they collectively?
I think the rotation's not great, but they got some fun young players, and like they're not that far removed from building it similarly, right? Remember, they won the World Series 10 years
Who
ago.
Who was the guy?
Who was what?
Who was
guy?
On the team? That was
Lorenzo Cain was the center fielder. They had Hosmer was the first baseman.
I think somebody else.
Medlin was on that team.
Yeah, yeah. They just had a good squad, and they built it right, and they were in the mix for a while, and then they. And then they won it. I think it was 2015 or whatever it was.
That's what I think. No, he wasn't on that. Why am I thinking he was on the team? The Rain Man that was here.
Oh, Donaldson?
Why do I think Donaldson was on that team? Whatever.
I don't know.
He's a Blue Jay, whatever. Mm-hmm. But no, I'm saying, like, that's when we look at the AL. It's like, who is the team that, because the favorite, in you know, even though we love the Braves, is the Dodgers.
It's the Dodgers.
Yeah.
Favorite in baseball is the Dodgers.
Yeah, but, I mean, if you look at the American League, it's like, and then when I saw the Red Sox, I was like, really?
Yeah.
Okay, interesting.
Yeah, you see, I mean, look, the Guardians have been good.
Yeah.
They got a pretty good rotation, even though their best guys hurt to start the season. I mean, the Tigers made that crazy run last year, remember, where they were like, I mean, they were bad, and then they won a million games and made it in the playoffs.
That's probably the best division top to bottom is the AL Central.
Well, they probably have the best pitcher in the American League, too, with Tarek Skubal. And then, I don't know, like, it could be one of those weird years where, you know, Maybe the Royals, like you said. The Orioles have been in the mix.
They got talent.
They just haven't won a playoff.
They got the guys.
They've been in the playoffs a couple years in a row. They just haven't won a game when they've gotten there. I don't know. It would help the Blue Jays' cause if they could win some games to try to keep Vlad Jr.
Yeah, they had made another offer today. I was looking at Buster Only's page. They made an offer today. And yeah, they're still nowhere close.
It's funny.
Yeah, they're still nowhere close.
I know I do this all the time, but I can't help it. It's ingrained. Like, it's funny you say all that about the American League, and it's wide open. Still not saying anything about the Mariners, though. Like, still, it's not that wide open. You know what I mean? And they have a great rotation. They have, like, a top three rotation in baseball. But it doesn't matter. Yeah. They're not going to win any games. But, yeah, it's opening day for everybody. The Braves, 4-10, like we said. And even though the Dodgers are getting all of the coverage, understandably, and are the odds-on favorite and all that to win it, like, the Braves are second in terms of odds.
Yes, they are.
And
right, for good reason.
For good reason. Yes. Because they're incredibly talented. We understand what happened last year, hoping it doesn't happen again. But it's, I mean, you look at these names that are on this list that we're about to talk about right now. I mean, like, all these guys are all-stars.
Yes.
Or have the potential to be all-stars. They just have to play to the back of their baseball card. I know it's not, like, a good, exciting take, but if Matt Olson plays the way that he can, and Marcelo Ozuna plays the way that he has, and Austin Riley stays healthy, and Ozzie Albies stays healthy, and on down the line, they're going to win 95 games. They're gonna hit close to 300 home runs like they did a couple years ago, and it's going to look a lot like it did then. And then, most importantly, you're adding back one of the two or three best players in baseball at some point during the spring, and if he looks anything like his normal self, that just makes you even more of a potent lineup and even more difficult to beat.
Yeah, and I know Abe put down on the rundown, courtesy of Bet Online, that you saw as far as the over unders and everything.
Yeah.
I got overs on everything, so they're going to win 120 games. I got everybody with over.
Look,
here.
I go over on their win total, though. Yeah, I saw it was 93.5. Yeah. Like,
I got over.
Seems reasonable.
But I'm just saying, they got over under Matt Olson, 32.5 home runs. Over.
I love the over.
Marcelo Ozuna, 31.5 over.
Sure.
Right, also Riley, right 30 and a half, over.
If he stays healthy, for sure.
Yeah, Ozzie Albies, if he stays healthy, 19 and a half, over. Mm-hmm. Michael Harris, over. Chris Sale, over. I mean, 12 and a half wins. He better be over that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
Ronaldo Lopez, 9.5 wins. He better be over that.
As long as he doesn't get hurt.
As long as he doesn't get hurt. Schwellenbach, 10 and a half.
Hopefully.
Hopefully, if he's that good.
I mean, who knows with a guy so young, but yeah. And then Russell, all of those are totally, if healthy, reasonable to have as overs. I got, if you're going to go like, it's not, this isn't even bold. I got one bold prediction and two, like, slightly, what's the difference? Like, what do you got? Bold, italicized. I got two italicized predictions. I don't remember, like, on papers, you could do bold, italics, or underlined.
Yeah.
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 So these aren't bold.
Okay.
But they're italic.
Okay.
Michael Harris is going to win a gold glove.
That's not bold.
No, it's not. It's italic.
Right. Okay. You
did. I didn't say it was bold. Okay, I said it wasn't.
The Italian,
but he's never won one. Never won one.
The
and again,
Italian part,
that also that also means he's healthy, because that's the thing for him. He just hasn't been.
Yeah.
Like, when Michael Harris is locked in and healthy, he's played as one of the best center fielders in baseball. He's just had these little nagging things that seem to last, whether it's hamstrings or whatever, over his first couple of years here. I'm banking on health. And if he does, he is one of the best, not just hitting, but he's one of the best defensive center fielders in baseball.
Yes.
And I think he gets the gold glove this year.
I love it. I love that for Michael. I know we talked earlier about the lineup. We both would love to see Michael hit at the top of the order, more in that two hole, especially when Ronnie comes back. But I don't know how Schnick's going to do it. But when I thought about it, as far as, you know, because I know Tony Gwynn Jr. was on with the boys yesterday, and he was talking about Profar, and because obviously he was in San Diego and everything last year. But I just thought that Michael, and this is what, when I know as our show going on and listening to Bo and everybody, like, most people look at Michael Harris as a leadoff guy anyways.
Mm.
So, I mean, that's where I would like to play him, but we know who's going to be the leadoff guy.
The only thing with Mike, and maybe this comes back to injuries too, is like, I feel like he has more stolen base potential.
Yes.
Like, I feel like he could be more of a threat on the base path if he wanted to be, and maybe that's something they're just not really doing, and maybe part of it has been, you know, he's had injuries. But 2 years ago when he played 138 games, that's the most games he's played, he had 20 stolen bases, which isn't bad. Like, it's not a bad number.
You think he'd be more,
but, like, if you're going to be a top-of-the-lineup guy, like, Michael Harris is fast enough to steal 40 bases.
Michael's
like,
just as fast as everybody.
That. Yeah, yes. Like, he can do that. Unless you ask his buddy.
Oh, yeah.
Who says he's slow and fat. Who's that guy that plays for the A's?
Yeah, he's slow and fat.
Yeah, he's not either one of those things. I got Spencer Schwellenbach making the All-Star game. Is that bold?
Hold on. Is it bold or acrylic?
Well, you tell me.
Well, you said you weren't doing bold. You were doing
acrylic. Well, I don't know. Does that seem bold to you? I'm saying I think Spencer Schwellenbach, because he's still a rookie, right?
Bryce Elder did it.
He still qualifies as a rookie.
He needs a half a season.
So did Reynaldo Lopez.
Yeah.
He's going to be this year's that, but he's also not going to fall off in the second half like Bryce Elder did.
Let's make sure we keep it up.
I, a lot of people are predicting good things for him.
A lot of people.
This doesn't put me in, like, unique category.
A lot of people.
But I think I get it. Like, I get why. I've seen him pitch. Like, the dude is ridiculous, and he's a great athlete. And, like, there's no reason to think. If you look at some of the – not only just, like, the strikeouts and stuff that he did last year, but just how hard it is for guys to put the bat on the ball when he's locked in, like, I don't doubt that he could do that.
Okay. All right. I mean, he seems like that guy, you know, and we talked about being a made man, and we talked about yesterday, Chris Sale, Spencer Strider are the two made men. He just, to me, and listening to people talk about this guy, because he was just on the scene last year, and you got these national pundits talking about this guy like he's the next one.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's a lot of, I mean, and I don't know if he hear every damn thing in the world, where he is as far as hearing that noise and getting that pressure getting to it. You're in a damn big league. There's always going to be pressure on you.
Yeah. I also think this is the perfect place for it, though, right? Yes. Like, he's not in a mediocre organization. He's brought up and, okay, now you're this hot prospect and now you're our number one guy.
Yes. He doesn't have to do that.
He's like the fourth pitcher.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like, start the season, he's third, but like when Strider's back, he's the fourth guy in the rotation.
No, but
that's perfect.
But you never know. I'm not, you know, Lopez, great story last year. I'm not banking on it. It's hard for me. I'm just saying that because I haven't seen it. And then I saw how extended amount of pitching did him. Now, we talked Tuesday maybe about, is there a new regimen or something that he's been going through so he can push through? The fact is that the innings that he threw last year, if for him to be going to start the pitches here, we're going to need that again. And then some, Andy.
Yeah, the good news hopefully this year is with a little bit with health luck, knock on wood, maybe towards the back end of the year and throughout the year too.
Get some rest.
You can do to him kind of what you did with Sale last year, just be a little bit more careful. When Strider's back, maybe you have a sixth guy up just to kind of get guys that extra day here and there. And yeah, I mean, he had 130 pitches last year, and in the second half it caught up to him. Here's my bold one. Okay, you ready?
Let me hear it.
You guys ready?
Yep.
I think Drake Baldwin gets Sean Murphy traded.
That would not surprise me.
Really?
No, that would not surprise me.
Well, then I guess I don't have any bold ones.
That wouldn't surprise me.
You got any bold ones?
No, but I do have the opening roster. No, I have one.
That's kind of bold, like Sean Murphy.
I like it. I like it, Andy. Right. But I just don't. I just think how
Bo says it's bold.
You think so?
Yeah, he said it was.
Yeah, I mean, that would leave us with zero depth, and he's going to have to play lights out for that for Sean Murphy to be a trade piece. Like, he's going to have to be good, which he may. He's got that potential.
Tell me this, though. Tell me this. Would he play well enough to keep Sean Murphy as the number two catcher?
No.
Yeah,
I don't think on a depth chart. Huh? I think he can play well enough for it to end up being like a 60-40 split, though. Like, it'd be similar to like Darno and Murphy. Whereas, because Drake bats from the left side.
Right, exactly.
So if he comes up hitting that well, they'll platoon, but you face more righties than lefties. So
yeah.
I think 60-40 is about as best as you could probably.
Okay. Yeah, probably, pretty good. Probably best case scenario is you end up with a situation like Darno and Murphy the last couple of years with Baldwin, and he's in the mix like that. But that's why it's bold. That's what I'm saying. He's going to be so good that they're going to do that and get like a pitcher back at the deadline or something like that.
Can't
be happy for anybody around here.
No, that is not how he rolls.
No, man.
That is not how he rolls.
If you didn't catch the Alex Anthopoulos interview last night with John Fricke, first of all, awesome. Awesome to talk to Anthopoulos the day before opening day, and they covered a lot of important bases about the season and all of that. The Braves lineup is out, so we'll get to that in just a minute. But at the end of it, he gave Fricke so much love.
Yeah,
he was like, hey, I love listening to you in the mornings.
He gave him love.
Now I listen to you on Saturday. I feel like I've learned a lot about the Falcons and the Hawks with your expertise of the city, having been here for so long.
And then what happened?
Well, then we were just listening to it in the break, and I was like, that's cool. And Abe went, not to me, it's not cool.
Not to me, it's not. Hold on. That is not what I said. That is not what I said.
Let that man have his, man. You don't know, but that man was praising
John Fricky.
He was giving him his flowers.
He was giving him his flowers.
And I found it a little funny.
Yeah. Abe said, Abe's like, give me those flowers.
Hey, you ever seen that? You know the comic strip Calvin and Hobbes?
Yeah.
You remember Calvin's peeing on the flower?
Yeah.
That's Abe.
That's Abe.
That's Abe right there.
Peeing right on John's flowers.
Peeing on the flowers.
Only willing to give Fricky flowers once.
One time.
There's nothing. But the thing about it is, it's different.
Oh, wow. That was a dark joke right there, Bo.
These two.
Jeez, I didn't get what you meant at first.
Have you ever been with him and Fricky?
Yes.
That is the funniest damn thing in the world.
They are.
Like, Bo is a very cool, even keel person.
Yes.
Of all of us, I think he is the
He keeps an even keel.
Yeah, he keeps an even keel. Don't let Fricky be here, because last time they were together, and he said, well, John.
Yeah, because Bo gets hot under the collar with John.
Whoa.
Abe for sure does. Like, Abe and John are like an old married couple.
John. I was like, whoa. Like, let me.
Nothing makes Bo quite as mad as John Fricky saying things he disagrees with about the Braves.
Listen here.
Oh, it's the Saints.
Oh, the Saints.
He go, but he go. He pushes that envelope.
He pushes
You can talk about the team. Don't talk about the city.
He pushes it. Listen here, John.
Oh, man. But anyway, check out the interview. It's really, really good.
It's really, really good.
And, you know, it was cool that he was reminiscing about some of the good old days with John in the mornings and all that kind of stuff. All right. We got the lineup.
Yes, we
here it is.
It's pretty much like,
we were wrong.
We were so wrong.
Dang it. Profar leads off, plays left. Austin Riley at third base, bat second. Matt Olson batting third. Marcelo Zuna cleanup. Ozzie fifth. Michael Harris is sixth. So we kind of flipped. Michael second, but yeah, Michael Harris sixth, Drake Baldwin catching, batting seventh. Ah, we were wrong about this too.
Yeah.
Orlando Arcia is batting eighth.
We were.
That's an insult to Jared Kelnick. He's batting ninth.
They want to keep
field.
That, you know, have somebody, you know,
you
want to
turn the lineup.
Turn the lineup
where are we
over.
At with Michael King, righty lefty. Michael King for the Padres.
Oh, he's a righty.
He's righty. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
That would have been the scenario that I would have seen, maybe Ozzie, who bats better from the left side, and Harris maybe batting up. But if you're not going to keep him there every day.
Right.
Okay. You know. So you got three lefties in, right? Right, am I right? Three lefties in, Mike Olson, Harris, Ozzie, obviously. Oh, and Doug Baldwin. So you got four.
Profar switch hitter.
So you said there were six? Damn, there's six lefties? Six lefties?
Wow, yeah.
Left, left.
Drake Baldwin's what I call him.
Six. Drake Baldwin. Okay. I think he said.
Well, you know what the hell I'm talking about.
I think he said Doug Baldwin.
Yeah.
That'd be Drake funny Baldwin. If he was catching too, though.
Okay.
He does. He did use to catch.
All right.
Doug Baldwin did?
Oh, he had great hands.
That's passes? Right. Capacity.
Pretty damn good.
Sometimes they flop.
Okay, so yeah, one, two, three, four. Damn. A lot of lefties in the order.
Lots good.
That's good.
Good against right-handed pitching.
Love it.
All right, let's get to the back page with Bo. Brought to you by Solomon Brothers Jewelry. Go to one of their three locations or shop online at SolomonBrothers.com or on Instagram at Solomon Brothers. Hello, Bo.
So like we have mentioned the entire show, it is opening day. So how about some here's a couple of opening days. So we've heard all of these experts, and including experts on our own air, including Buster Olney earlier today on the Steakhouse, saying, you know, the Braves are the second-best team in Major League Baseball. So Las Vegas actually feels the same way. So the Dodgers are going to open this season at plus 275. Best odds since the 2002 Yankees, who opened at plus 200.
Wow. Okay. Wow.
Braves are number two, according to Las Vegas, at plus 800. So you win a significantly bigger chunk of change.
Because the team right after the Braves, I think, are plus 850 or whatever. So like the second and third, fourth, fifth, whatever, pretty closely grouped. Dodgers are, I get it. They're pretty good.
How about win totals? The Dodgers are the only team that Vegas has. Dodgers are the only team that Vegas has busting 100. They have them at 103.5. They do have the Braves in second there also. 93.5 games. 10 less games.
Dude,
than
I'm going
a 103.5 win total in
I'm
Vegas
going
is insane.
Over.
That's nuts.
For the Braves?
Yeah,
I love over
on the Braves.
I'm talking about the Dodgers.
Over for the Dodgers?
Over 104?
I got to go.
Man, that's hard, man.
Really? For this team?
They only won 98 last year.
You're right for this team.
I understand that.
But like, 104, like 103.5 being the over-under is insane.
I got to get over that.
They think they're going to be so good.
I mean, are we?
What makes you think they won't be?
I do too. But like, again, you win 104 games? That's crazy.
Yes, I know.
So Braves colored glasses aside, are we thinking the Dodgers are going to – let's talk about the NL West. Are we thinking like, you know, start to finish, post to post, Dodgers in first place?
Yes.
So the Padres don't even
– Well, after the Braves beat them few times.
Yeah, there are going to be sub 500.
Yeah, they might not be in first place.
The Padres won't be able to catch them because the Braves are beating
them. That's true. The Braves go out to the West Coast and sweep everybody. I don't know. I don't know what it's going to look like.
Four games back by the time this is done.
Yeah, that's a good point. You have to, yeah, we'll have to reassess after that. But yeah, I think the Dodgers are probably going to win a lot of games this year.
They're going to win a lot of games. I'm sure they will. So, how about this one? Highest average ticket price in Major League Baseball to get in on average. All right, Dodgers won the World Series last year. The highest or the average ticket price to get into Dodger Stadium, $177.
Okay.
They are second in Major League Baseball. Would you care to guess who has an average ticket price of $181 to get into a game this season? How about the Sacramento A's?
Ah, that makes sense.
What the hell?
Because I guess they're only like a 15,000 capacity.
Like an 8,000 seat stadium.
I don't give a damn.
So they're trying to offset that just by charging
$181 to see the A's?
Well, no one went to see them when they had 50,000 seats.
Exactly.
Nobody's going to go see them now that they have 15,000 seats.
So
it's a real joke that they are doing this, by the way. Like, I know it is, and everybody knows it is, and whatever, but, like, sometimes you got to keep calling a joke a joke. The fact that these guys have to play in a minor league stadium while their punk-ass owner moves them to Las Vegas sucks.
Yes.
That's what these, ugh, God.
So the cheapest ticket to get into, what are they even, Sacramento Stadium, I guess? They didn't even claim Sacramento. They're just called the Athletics.
They're not Oakland.
They're not Oakland. Yeah.
They're not Vegas.
They're not Vegas. Sactown
they're A's. Not Sacramento. They're just the Athletics.
Just the A's.
It's very stupid.
$70 to get you in the door. Cheapest ticket price available right now. But the highest is half the price-ish of what it costs you to get in the ticket price. I mean, the Truist Club. They have a club called the Salon Club or Solon Club. I assume it's right behind home plate.
Who is
this? You
can
get into that one. This is the Athletics.
Okay. Sacramento guy.
Salon.
$270.
It's like Solano County, right? So Salon Club?
Oh, I guess so. Probably, yeah. Not that
familiar. It's at a minor league partner, right?
I just listen to a lot of Bay Area rap music.
Yeah. So is it like the Truist Club?
I don't know. No. I would assume it's probably closer to the home plate club over in Gwinnett.
I'm going to guess it's closer to like the parents behind the stands at your softball games.
The gate.
I'm going to guess it's like people bringing Tito's into their Yetis. You know
if I had
I mean?
To bet, I would think Cooley Park is probably a little bit newer than wherever the Sacramento AAA team plays in. So
I'm going to bet, yeah. Yeah. I'm going to bet it's a little nicer, too. Yeah, God.
What kind of race are they going to do in Sacramento in the seventh inning?
Oh,
man.
What's Sacramento famous for?
Boredom?
Cows?
Oh, a cow race would
be fun. Could have a cow race?
Dress up a bunch of people in cow costumes?
You just have like Bay Area rappers race, dude, like E-40.
That'd be fun.
They're going to try everything. Do you know how many damn Sacramento Kings are going to be throwing out the first pitch?
Oh, God.
And, Zach LaVine is going to
Zach LaVine might play left field.
And everybody. They're going to have so many damn Vlade Divac going to come back and throw out a pitch.
Yep.
Yes.
They might ask Mike Bibby to do it, but his arms are too big.
Because
he's Sacramento State now,
he is. They might even ask Jose Canseco to come back. Ain't nobody going to know he's in Sacramento.
So it's funny, Andy, that you just mentioned how long somebody's arms are. On to a little bit of college.
Not long. Mike Bibby just looks like he's eating creatine for every meal.
Arms, yeah. So offensive tackle for LSU last year, Will Campbell, going to go pretty high in the draft. A lot of people are saying he's the best or second-best offensive lineman. He's been mocked to the Falcons a couple times. So the combine rolls around, and everybody starts getting on Will Campbell about the length of his arms, saying he has T-Rex arms. So here's Will Campbell defending himself.
For 2 years, nobody had any measurements on me, and nobody said anything about my play. So now all of a sudden, an arm length decides if I'm a good player or not. I think it's BS. But, any decision makers in the NFL, they don't really care. It's all, people who don't coach, and they don't coach for a reason.
He got a gun rack in a pickup truck.
Oh, yeah.
All the way.
Oh, yeah.
But, it's so weird. It's so fun. And, yes, you would like your catches to have 34, whatever. You really would. I mean, the prototypical. But this dude can play.
He's good.
Yeah,
he's not just being a good football player.
Watch the tape.
The dude can play.
Pretty good.
Yeah, the dude can play, and he's played a lot of football. Because he even starts as a true freshman on that left side. So, yeah, whatever. If it drops him, he ain't going to fall too far.
He's still going to be a first-round pick.
Yeah, definitely.
It might get him on a not bad team.
Yeah.
You think it would
push him into the second half of the first round, though?
Well, maybe no.
He's still being mocked like top 10.
I saw him mocked to the Bears.
Bears name him.
Just Bears just doing everything on the offensive line.
Why not?
What an offensive line.
Why not?
Yeah.
So while we're on college athletics, so, you know, Rick Pitino leaves the tournament early, then he goes to support his son as New Mexico takes on Michigan State. Y'all watched that game. Do you remember the red shirt sitting behind Rick Pitino?
Bo, my dude. I was just about to ask you if this was that question. Yes, I saw the picture yesterday, and I was like, oh, okay.
You think Rick saw?
Yeah.
I'm sure he was probably side-eyeing a little
yeah,
bit.
Yeah, Rick saw with that Rick damn...
With that scarf on?
A
little busty was the woman sitting behind him.
Yeah, I saw the picture. I saw the picture when I was leaving here yesterday, so yeah.
So there has a random porn site has come out saying, we want to know who this busty woman is that was sitting behind Rick Pitino, has offered her $200,000 to reveal herself and then unreveal herself.
Or reveal herself again.
However you want to look at it.
What's the deal?
They want to pay her $200,000 to do a porn video.
Did they find her?
I don't know if they found her or not. More popular porn website Cam Soda has also jumped in here just trying to figure out who this woman is to pay her a bunch of money.
That's all around, huh?
That shows you, ladies, oldie it pays to wear scantily clad clothes to basketball games, I guess.
Them damn Cam Soda pop-ups.
It's really funny. Like, that's what it is now. Like, somebody gets spotted hot courtside or at a game or something. Porn sites are like, pay him money, get him on our site. Yeah. And then people would watch it, and they would make their money back.
Yeah, but
people would definitely watch it.
Yeah, they would.
And all you would have to advertise, woman that sat behind Rick Pitino in red shirt.
Yeah, but she was,
busty.
Blessed. Yeah, she was. Busty. I mean, and the part about it was, what they're looking for is, because the way the camera angle was.
All you saw. Yeah.
You saw Rick Pitino in a damn sweater. Scarf.
Yeah, you always had the excuse, like, because everyone's always like, eyes up here. It's like, I can't. Literally, your head was cut off by the camera. I'm just looking at the game. Don't be mad at me. Because they went over there a lot. Because they knew what they were doing. Not just to show Rick Pitino.
They were showing him in a scarf.
Rick Pitino's Just for Men haircut and his scarf. How do all these old basketball coaches still don't have any gray hair? As stressed out as they are. It's crazy. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to the big story of the day to kick off the 1 o'clock hour. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the risk takers, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the boldest voices in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about breaking barriers, defying expectations, and rewriting the rules. No limits, no apologies, just real talk. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.